Hello. Hello.
Hello, this is Luis and I am with Opinion Research. We're conducting an important public opinion poll about a variety of public issues facing Hector County. Could you have a few minutes to help us out?
Would I have what?
You have a few minutes to help us out?
A minute?
Yeah, do you have a couple of minutes to help us out with the survey?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Thank you so much for that, ma'am. Right now, I'm just having some issues with the system. And with the survey, this is the first question that comes here on the survey. And are you a registered vote?
Yes.
Thank you. Generally, do you think the things in Hector County are on the right track or are things on the wrong track?
Now, would you repeat that?
Yes, ma'am. Do you think that things in Hector County are on the right track or are things on the wrong track?
What's the second thing you're saying? I didn't understand it.
Okay. The right track or wrong track, they are going on the wrong way.
No.
No? Can I repeat you back the question?
You sure can.
Okay. Do you think that things in Hector County are on the right track or are things on the wrong track?
Things in Hector County.
Thank you. What is the most important issue facing Hector County?
What do you think the most important thing?
Good.
What? What line?
Good.
The most important thing facing the county?
Right. The most important issue facing Hector County.
What would you say the most important face in the county line? Line.
Economy.
Economy. Thank you. Who would you rate economic conditions in Hector County?
Who would we rate in the county for?
Economy.
Who? Who would we rate for economy, did you say?
Right. How would you rate economic conditions in Hector County? That's the question. You can say good, excellent, fair, poor.
Good.
Thank you. 5 years from now, do you think that the economy in Hector County will be better off or worse? Or about the same as today?
And what do I think about that? Would you repeat that question again?
Yes, of course. 5 years from now, do you think that the economy in Hector County will be better off or worse off or about the same as it is today?
Better off. What did you say, Lily?
Better off.
Better off.
Thank you. How concerned are you about the security and future of your own job or the jobs of any close family members in Hector County? You can say very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned.
What would you say, Lily?
I couldn't understand.
Can you say that one more time?
Yes, of course. How concerned are you about the security and future of your own job or the jobs of any close family members in Hector County?
I
how do we feel about our jobs or our family's jobs? Is that what you're saying?
Right. How concerned are you about the security and future for your own job or the ones closest to your family?
Good.
Good.
Good, okay. I'm going to read a list of qualities and characteristics that contribute to the quality of life in a community. Please tell me how you rate each in Hector County. You can say excellent, good, fair, or poor.
Excellent, good.
Okay. Availability of quality healthcare.
Good.
Thank you. Quality of the public schools.
Quality of what?
Quality of the public schools.
Oh, it's good.
Good. Public safety and low crime.
What kind of quality did you just say?
Low crime.
Quality of the public schools. Schools. The school, you know, when you go from first grade to 12th grade.
Good.
Good.
Being able to get from place to place with the little traffic.
Good.
Thank you. Having a vibrant nightlife with clubs, bars, restaurants, and entertainment.
Would you repeat that again?
Yes, of course. Having a vibrant nightlife with clubs, bars, restaurants, and entertainment.
Good.
Public transportation.
Good.
Effective leadership from elected officials.
Good.
Welcoming and inviting to people of diverse backgrounds and culture.
Would you repeat that?
Of course. Welcoming and inviting to people of diverse backgrounds and culture.
Are you saying inviting people to our house?
Inviting to people for diverse backgrounds.
What would you say about that one? Just don't know.
Okay, thank you. The availability of outdoor parks, playgrounds, and nature.
Good.
Thank you so much. And availability of affordable housing.
Good.
Thank you. And now please rate Hector County as a place to live for the following types of people. Immigrants from other country. You can say excellent, good, fair, poor. That's the options that we have.
Okay, what were you asking now?
Yes, ma'am. Please rate Hector County as a place to live for the following types of people. The first one is immigrants from other country.
I think it's good.
Thank you. People living below the poverty line.
Below the what?
Poverty line. Poverty? Like being
poverty?
Poor. Right.
What do I think about the poverty of, would you repeat that one more time?
Yeah, this is the question, right? You can rate Hector County as a place to live for the following types of people. You say immigrants from other countries. You say good. People living below the poverty line. You can say excellent, good, fair, or poor, because remember that the question is that you can rate Hector County as a place to live for the following types of people.
Yeah, excellent.
Okay. And people starting new businesses?
Good.
Okay. People like you?
Good.
People, young, single people?
People what?
People like single people, that they are not married with nobody else, just they are, you know, living alone.
Good.
Thank you. Retirees?
Good.
Racial and ethnic minorities?
Good.
Families with children?
Good.
Recent college graduates looking to enter the job market?
The what market?
Recent college graduates looking to enter the job market.
The job market?
Right.
Good.
Thank you. And how would you rate the overall quality of life in Hector County?
The quality of life?
That's right. Quality of life in Hector County.
Good.
Thank you. Over the next 5 years, do you think that the quality of life in Hector County will improve, deteriorate, or stay about the same?
What do you think, Lonnie? Stay the same or get better? Stay the same.
About the same. Thank you. And economic development generates investments, wealth, tax base, and jobs from which many community benefits are created. How familiar are you with the vision and plan for economic development in Hector County?
What would you say there, Lon?
Good.
Good. How confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for economic development in Hector County? You can say very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, or not at all confident.
Very confident.
Thank you. Community development generates solutions to problems like housing, education, transportation, and neighborhood renewal, making the community a better place to live and work. How familiar are you with the vision and plans for community development in Hector County? You can say very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar.
Very familiar.
Thank you. How confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for community development in Hector County?
How do I feel about it?
Right. How confident are you in the vision? You can say very confident, you're somewhat confident, or not too confident, or not at all confident.
Very confident.
Very confident. Thank you so much. How likely are you or immediate family member to move from Hector County in the next 5 years? You can say very likely, somewhat likely, not too likely, or not at all likely.
Not at all likely.
Not at all likely. Thank you. In your opinion, what is the primary reason that you or a family member are likely to move from the area? You can say poor economic conditions, family reasons, poor educational opportunities, lack of entertainment and cultural opportunities. poor quality of life, crime, environmental concerns, or something else?
And what would make us move away from Hector County?
Hector County, that's right.
What would make you move away from Hector County, Lonnie?
Nothing.
Yeah, it wouldn't be anything that would make us move away.
Well, okay, thank you so much. And finally, just a few last questions about you and your household. What is the highest level of education you have completed?
College,
thank you so much. In terms of your political party identification, do you consider yourself Democrat, Republican, or independent, or other?
We're Republican, I don't know. Republican,
thank you. Next question, what is your age?
74,
thank you. And also, do you have a school age child living in your household?
No. They've already all graduated.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that, ma'am. And thank you for letting me know. Thank you for the information. Which of the following best describes your race? You can say white, Hispanic, African American, black, or Asian, or other.
White.
Thank you. Is anyone in your household employed in a job that is related to the gas community or oil industry?
No.
Thank you. Is your annual household income for $25,000, $25,000 to $39,000, $40,000 to $74,000, or $75,000? Or you refuse to provide this information?
Is that per year?
Annual, yes, per year.
Which one of those do you think would be for the per year, Lonnie? $25,000. Yeah, $25,000.
$25,000, thank you so much. Are you currently employed full-time, part-time, retired, a homemaker, or a student?
Retired.
Tired, thank you.
Homemaker,
okay. In terms of your gender, do you consider yourself?
And what was that question?
In terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, something else?
Female,
thank you. Do you live within the city limits of Orissa, or do you live outside the city limits?
City of Odessa, in limits.
Yeah, in limits. Okay, this concludes our survey for today, and thank you very much for your participation and for being so kind with me. I really appreciate it, man. That's the survey for today.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Have a beautiful rest of the day and take care.
Okay, you too.
Be safe.
Good evening.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.